song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show as we start out this third week of May. Why is today red on the calendar, Derek?
It is Victoria Day in Canada, I think.
Is that a Canadian?
Let me go check. Hold on.
Is that a Canadian calendar in our office?
No, it's not. But
is it Armed Forces? What is that?
It's Victoria Day today. What's the calendar?
That's not a Canadian. Are we in Canada?
No.
I didn't think we were in Canada.
Have all the Canadian and Mexican holidays up there as well. Our friends to the north and south. Come on.
So Mexico, Canada, we've got all their holidays.
We don't celebrate them. We just have them up on the calendar.
I wonder, does a Canadian calendar have President's Day on there? Does it have the 4th of July?
I doubt it.
That's exactly right. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, everyone. Doug Duda. Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stenson with you on the program today. We'll look back at all that was in the weekend of sports, and nothing was more wacky than Nebraska baseball winning 3 in a row. Huh? What? Baylor already secured the 8 spot? That's what they wanted? I don't know. I can't explain it, but Nebraska sweeping the only Big 12 opponent of the year.
Woo-hoo!
They were 5-19 in the Big 12, going nowhere, and now 8-19. The Royals break our week-long peanut butter jelly-less streak. We will have that on the show today. Plus, we're talking a little high school sports. The state track meet begins on Friday. Vince Pelster of the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks is going to join us. Their team scored more in the districts than anybody in any class, 224. And state soccer championship games are the next two nights. We have more than zero. We have more than one. We have two area teams playing for state championships. Tomorrow, the Class B girls, Holdridge, their first ever appearance at state, will play for a state championship. And tonight, for the first time ever, the Kearney Bearcat boys soccer team will play for a Class A state championship. This is real new territory. Kearney, and we'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook on the show today. Kearney had been in the semifinals 5 times in school history. In those 5 appearances, they were 0-5 and had scored 1 goal. 1 goal.
Unprecedented, I believe, would be the word.
No.
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 Unprecedented territory?
That would not be the word.
Oh, okay.
That would not be the word. Bellevue or Millard West, their opponent tonight, is making their first finals appearance since 2001. They have never won state tournament action. They have our state championships in boys soccer. They were the runner-up in 01 and 02 to Creighton Prep and Lincoln Southeast. Millard West, in their last 7 contests, 6 of the last 7, they have scored 5 or more goals. And that includes the opening round at state and then the semifinals. They won 3-0. Kearney has won a pair of games 1-0. So how will the game go? I say Kearney gets up 3-0. We're in good shape. We're going to talk to Scott Steinbrook. We're going to talk to Vince Pelster. We're going to talk about the Preakness. We're going to talk about the Huskers. And we're going to read your emails and a whole lot more. Plus, Daddy, the Royals won. And the State Fair has announced their entertainment lineup for this fall. And I know you are just waiting to hear who will be performing at the Nebraska State Fair. August 28th through September 7th. No doubt. Nope. Ain't going to happen. But, Daddy, biggest story of the weekend. What was it?
Well, it's got to be the girl winning the Preakness. Period. Well, going wire to wire.
So the favorite, see, I disagree. The favorite winning a horse race is the biggest story of the week.
Well, I just think.
I've already made my prediction. She will not win the Belmont. Mind that bird. I think, amazingly, might have been the best horse. And had it been able to do anything but run all the way to the outside when it turned for home, I think would have caught Rachel Alexandra. That's my opinion. I've already talked to Jeff Apel and some of the folks that think if they have a little rematch in an even field at the Belmont, that Mind That Bird probably will be the favorite over Rachel Alexandra.
Well, that's fine, but Mind That Bird just legitimized itself as a racehorse.
Yes, it did, and it's just freaky. And how'd Freeze and Fire do?
Crapped out again.
I just want you to know, if it wouldn't have been for Mind That Bird, this guy had a try. But, you know, if, ands, candy nuts, we, yeah.
This guy exactly. had a winner, albeit the favorite. But which doesn't happen very often. I just like to point that out. When it happens, you know, it happens four times a year, and we predict damn near everything in the history of the world on this show, and it happens, you know, I hit one. So I think, you know, Calvin Burrell, first of all, told everybody he was going to win when he got off the Mind That Bird and went to Rachel Alexander. He was confident all along. The horse hated the track. He said that as much afterwards, saying, it's a great animal. She did what she had to do. Now let's get, I think everybody is forgetting that if she likes a track surface, it could be way different. And it's interesting to see how these three-year-olds develop. You know the kid in the fifth grade that goes in 1 month, he's got the spindly little whiskers, and all of a sudden they become hard, and, you know, he got hard whiskers on his face, and he's in the fifth grade? Oh, yeah. These three-year-old animals develop
Barry Bonds?
That. Not Barry Bonds.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, those kids are just ahead. That's what happens when these horses rapidly develop at this young age. Mind That Bird, it sits in dead last.
Was that the surprise of the race?
I guess.
Let's help you out. Let's hear a little bit of the call via NBC.
Ready for the start. And they're off in the Preakness. Bigama gets off to a good start. Muskin Man is there too. Here's Rachel Alexander on the far outside, Pioneer of the Nile. And Friesen Fire has some early speed too. So they pass by us for the first time. And Velasquez is taking Big Drama well out into the track. Farthest out though, it is Rachel Alexandra. He's taking a bit wide going into that first turn here. And Mind That Bird, the Derby winner, where he was in the Derby at this point, he is last. Now about 12 lengths from the lead. Rachel Alexandra narrowly, Big Drama, still going to stay right with her all the way. Half mile to go in the Preakness. From the back of the pack, Mind That Bird. 13th, 12th, 11th, and he's 10th now. And there's three furlongs to go. Mind That Bird beginning to roll. Around the far turn here at Pimlico, Rachel Alexandra, the leader by two as the field turns for home. Big Drama running in second now. Mind That Bird looks for a way through, and he had to go way outside for it. Musket Man toward the inside. Rachel Alexandra's in front with one furlong to go. Musket Man moves to second. Mind That Bird is third on the outside. The filly trying to hold on. She's clear by three. Mind That Bird runs at her late. Here's the winner. And the filly did it. Rachel Alexandra has defeated the Kentucky Derby winner. Mind That Bird by three-quarters of a length. Musket Man was third. A magnificent victory, an exquisite filly, and a thrill to see.
Well, there you go. Two things. First, before the race even started, Big Drama, who was the sort of long shot, not the 50-1, but it was the one horse that we talked about with Jeff Apel on the show, bucked its rider off while waiting in the gate, you know, sitting there in one, and they just were getting in the last two horses, and she was ready, or he was ready to go, and bucks the jockey off. So all the other horses have to wait while they back him out, walk him around, the vet checks him. It takes about a minute, but that is an eternity while you are sitting in that starting gate. And then Drama comes out, breaks right away, tries to push the field out. Alexandra got a little wide, and that's what we said, or I said on the show Friday, if Alexandra got pushed wide in that far turn, but she was able to get out there and not get pushed off the racetrack.
Well, let's remember, Mind That Bird did not have the inside rail trip that he got in the Derby. He wins the race if he gets that inside trip. He had to go wide, albeit Rachel Alexander had to go wide, too.
A little more patient, maybe the rail was there.
But a giant with a move, when you hear him go, now 12th, now 11th, now 10th. I mean, he's flying through there. And how sick are the people that clipped his coconuts off? It's a gelding, remember. That horse isn't going to stud. the amount of money out there. Just think about the amount of money. He could have been in a pasture of lush green Kentucky bluegrass very, very happily for the rest of his life.
Daddy, so 3 weeks now to the Belmont. We'll have it here for you on ESPN. NBA Finals, 32 times the Boston Celtics had been up 3-2. 32 times they had advanced on to the next round or won the championship. 33rd time, Orlando says, uh-uh, and they come back and win it in Game 7 and pull away, never letting Boston sniff enough of a lead in the second half to have any confidence. 101-82, Boston advances on. There will be a new champion in the NBA, and they now take on Cleveland in a series that begins on Wednesday night. Cleveland, again, has come off back-to-back four-game sweeps, has had plenty of rest. Does Orlando have a chance?
Well, I didn't think they had a chance.
Can they win a game against Cleveland?
You got to think they can win a game. Derek, you're going to have to help me on this.
I had Orlando winning, beating Boston. To toot my own horn here, I've been 95% correct about the playoffs in general so far. And I'm going to say that Orlando can win two. They'll get one from Cleveland, maybe two, but that's probably about it. It's going to be 4-1, 4-2 Cleveland.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Cleveland in five.
Hedo Turkoglu, great player. Dwight Howard, great player. Who else is on the team?
Come on, Rafer Alston, man. Where are you at with Rafer? Courtney Lee's been playing pretty well, too, even though he's got the whole fractured sinus thing going
Courtney
on
Courtney Lee?
There. Yes.
Never heard of him. I mean, you know, when you think
Tom's
back
brother.
To the, when you think, I'm thinking when you think back to the, when you think back to the Celtics, Lakers, Jordan, those great teams, you can rattle off. I mean,
you know them until they started winning?
Did you know that Dwight Howard's not even the highest paid player on Orlando's team?
What?
Rashard Lewis makes $17 million a year.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, serious. Look it up.
The Lakers, 89. Houston, 70. The Lakers take on Denver. I looked it up this morning. Everybody's on the Denver bandwagon. Everybody thinks Denver's the greatest thing out there right now. The Lakers, and for those of you that are into investing, you understand the number, minus 270. That means they'd be about a 2.5-1 favorite over the Denver Nuggets, which I found even a little bit surprising that the odds were that big.
I did not, the guess Colin had on earlier, 10 out of the last 11 times the Lakers have beat them the last two seasons. Did not realize it. And the one time they did win, it was 4 o'clock in the morning when the Lakers arrived, and it was one of those, you know, weird travel things.
I'll take the Lakers. Let's see. Is this a 3-2-2 deal?
No, this is the. I think it's the 2-2-2-1. You're correct. 2-2-1-1-1.
Okay, so 2-2-1-1-1. That means Game Six would be in L.A. I'll take the Lakers in six. Game Six would be
game
in
six
Denver.
Would be in Denver. Yeah,
I'll
Game Five
Lakers,
and Game Seven.
I'll take the Lakers in five.
This is a different Nugget team, though, isn't it?
But they have to come right back and play tomorrow. Nice scheduling, NBA.
I guess out of 10 out of 11, I think the Lakers are going to win this deal, but I think it's going to go 6 or 7.
Terrell Owens in Buffalo, Daddy.
Derek, I can't believe I figured
there.
You were up there.
There's
the biggest
there
thing
is a popcorn.
The biggest thing in Buffalo since you two performed at Niagara Falls. It's got to be. There's going to be two things. People have lived in Buffalo 50 years right now. The 50-year-old man in Buffalo going, I remember 2 days of my life. You two playing that damn concert. Boy, they rocked the house in Niagara Falls.
No. And Terrell Owens. Right. And Scott Norwood missed the kick.
Well, he drank himself. He forgot that, totally.
John Buck with his third triple of the season yesterday, and the Royals get the 7-4 victory.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
There you go, people.
Comes in under the tag and the suicide squeeze.
Nothing but speed for JB, 1-4, our favorite Royal. Four errors in the game yesterday. One run away from getting 3 of 4. Still not playing the baseball that they were playing 3 weeks ago, but they got a 4-game split. They're off today. They get to go down to the plaza, enjoy a good meal, take the day off. And then, of course, Cleveland comes in for a 3-game series beginning tomorrow.
Well, you lose the first one. You fly in at 4 in the morning. Not a fun time. Then you get rain delays and whatever. it's just a long weekend for the Royals. They need this day off, and to get 2 out of 4, especially after being down twice yesterday and coming back finding a way. Once again, Luke Hochaver does not 3 1/3, I believe, without the information in front of me. I believe 3 1/3 innings for him. No good for him.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Ken has chimed in. Because remember last week we said that Ken, every once in a while, there's a few people that get hate mail. You know, Ken's an emailer. Then other people email about that emailer. And that's happened a couple of times. Ken says, Ken gets hate mail? Say what? Other than Dallas Cowboy fans, Yankee fans, NBA fans, NASCAR fans, horse racing fans, Tiger Woods fans, Nebraska Option football fans, H-Man, and sportscasters, I can't think of anyone who would send me hate mail. That really cuts deep, boys. Ken goes on to say, now for my rant of the week. I think the Royals are leading the majors in wild pitches. Put a real catcher behind the plate, and I think at least 50% of the so-called wild pitches would be stopped.
Why, Ken? Why?
That's the no bull. That's the bull. Is he referring to Olivo or Buck?
Well, it's got to be his boy. He
unbelievable. We can't, you know, Ace Hardware and Toro, every Ken email anymore is bull, so I don't know what we're going to do about it.
You know, and John Buck, the PA dives for that ball yesterday, probably could have been caught. Then it gets by him and goes to the fence for the triple.
That's too bad. Delusional Husker fan joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We haven't heard from Delusional in a while. Good morning, Delusional.
Well, we're getting closer to football season, and everything's about football. And I think your R&D department let you down today for your lead story. And I don't know how it happened, because it's probably the best thing that's ever happened since sliced bread, but Tony Kornheiser is out of Monday Night Football.
Being replaced by John Gruden.
I don't have to drink a bottle of Pepto-Bismol just to watch Monday Night Football anymore.
Ah, Delusional, you're so on that. I've got an uncle that just cringes when he sees the start of Monday Night Football with him on it. So
I didn't think they could do any worse than Dennis Miller, and then they got Tony Cornhole on there. Unbelievable.
And now John Gruden, Chucky.
Chucky could probably be a little easier. At least he knows football.
They're gonna need the delay button for him.
They might, but sorry to interrupt the flow of the show there and everything. You know, I mean, you guys were rolling.
We were something. Hey, Delusional, we always appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Not a problem.
1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. John Gruden? Really?
You know, actually, during the draft, John Gruden stuck around the set of the NFL Network a long time and did not have to stick around that long, but his flight didn't leave, so he just stuck around. He's really, he's very personable. You know, you look at the guy and you think, what a jerk. He can't get in front of a, he did a hell of a job, really. I think they're very impressed.
I was hoping they'd bring Keith Olbermann on, actually.
Ass kicked for even suggesting that.
Unbelievable.
What does that make you, the biggest what of the day?
Oh, no, I knew that'd get a rise out of you guys.
What does he call him?
Yeah, what does he call him?
Hated man in America is Derek. Hey, you know, if you want to stick around and get a great deal with baseball and softball underway, you know, already some City League softball has gotten underway. If you think a new bat or a new glove will help your game, Delusional, go ahead and try that out, because they've got it for you at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether it's town team, whether it's Little League, whether it's American Legion baseball, whether it's slow pitch or fast pitch, Misco's has everything you need. Ball gloves, bat bags, baseball and softball shoes, catcher's equipment, hitting nets and training supplies, uniforms and hats, it's all right there. And for the umpires and officials, they've got your apparel and protective equipment as well. Open 7 days a week. As hot as it's going to get here for a few days, you're going to need some shorts to go out and some new shoes to get some exercise and enjoy the beautiful weather. It's all there for you. See Steve and the gang at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We will take a break. Talk with Vince Pelster and Scott Steinbrook. St. Cecilia track, Kearney High soccer, it's all coming up.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star motorcycle, check out Kearney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with a new Yamaha Star motorcycle, or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hey, this is Craig Morgan. Help me give cancer the boot in Doniphan, Nebraska for the 11th annual Cattlemen's Ball of Nebraska.
The annual Cattlemen's Ball is in Doniphan, June 5th and 6th, featuring top entertainer Craig Morgan, a racing school. Auctions will include the boots of America's two richest men, style shows, and more. Log on to cattlemensball.com for details and contact the bank in Doniphan for tickets. But hurry, it's more than a great time. The Cattlemen's Ball has raised nearly $3.5 million for health research. Get your tickets today.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have high pressure building in from our south and west, providing us with bright sunshine and breezy south winds as well at around that 10 to 25 mile per hour range. We'll have a warm high temperature rebounding into the upper 80s for tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature right around the mid to upper 50s. Currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, yeah, the lineup for the Nebraska State Fair is out. REO Speedwagon. But I also think they're coming to Kearney, I believe. Or part of them. I don't know. I've been hearing things like in September. Here's your lineup for the State Fair, Daddy. They've got a mixture of old, new, and, well, no, nothing new. Leanne Womack, country singer.
Awesome.
August 28th. Then, of course, the highlight, Hall & Oates, August the 29th. Hall & Oates, August the 29th.
Would I know any Hall & Oates?
Private Eyes, Man
Eater. Watching you.
Sarah
watching
Smiles.
Watching your every move. Ch-ch-ch. Private Eyes, ch-ch-ch. Watching you.
So there you go. That's Hall & Oates. Then REO Speedwagon. Then September 1st, with his Cradle of Love or Rock of Love or whatever the hell it is, Bret Michaels.
Oh,
give me something to believe in.
He's got such trash on that show. It's so great.
September 2nd, Newsboys.
Never know.
Yeah, I don't know Newsboys. Evidently an Australian group. Then we get into a little more country. September 3rd, we got Randy Travis.
Okay.
Randy Travis. Then Montgomery Gentry, a big-time country act, September 6th. And then they'll wrap it up with a little old-school rock and roll, Steppenwolf, on September the 7th. There it is, your Nebraska State Fair.
Steppenwolf?
Come on, Daddy. Born to be wild? Steppenwolf?
Born to be wild. Go. Oh, yeah, okay.
Magic carpet ride?
Magic carpet ride, huh?
Stuff, yeah. So, okay, so the only one you'll go see is Bret Michaels?
I don't want to see Bret Michaels either.
No? Hall & Oates? REO? Randy Trapp? No, yeah, okay.
No.
I get it. I get it. So that's coming up in Lincoln, of course, this fall at the State Fair. Just telling you about that. But coming up this week, we finish up state soccer over the next 2 days, and state track will be run Friday and Saturday at Burke Stadium in Omaha. And once again, Hastings St. Cecilia's boys, I guess you just fill in the blank of whatever the sports season is, and you just say, these guys got a chance, and they do again, to bring home a C boys title. And to talk a little bit with us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show is head coach Vince Pelster. Coach, good morning, and congratulations on that outstanding district performance.
Well, thank you. It was an interesting day. We had the advantage of numbers, and it sure did show.
Yeah, let's paint it fair here. I mean, there's some good schools in that district, but you were the overwhelming favorite going in as well. Did you have to worry about where you placed kids? Because I know that's what coaches want to do, get their kids in the events that can qualify them and score them points at state. Did you have to worry much about that, or was everything pretty natural?
Yeah, there were a few places where I had to convince some young men that they had an opportunity to get to state. They spend too much time looking at the all-state, you know, rankings and not enough time looking locally.
Vince, I guess district's so much different than state. When you look at the marks, which you guys were able to put up at district, how do they rate it as far as looking at the state as a whole, and how many points do you think on a perfect day you guys could score at the state meet?
I'm not a point counter. I'm sorry. Our times at district, especially on our relays, do not look very good. But honestly, we sandbagged a little. Jim O'Keefe's time in the 100 and the 1600 and the 3200 are, you know, state leaders in those two events, and he looks really pretty good there. The rest of the qualifiers, it's going to be hard work for us in Omaha. I mean, you know, it's not going to be an easy task.
Vince Pelster joins us here from Hastings St. Cecilia. Talk a little Blue Hawk track here. You mentioned Jimmy O'Keefe. He's one of two young men that have qualified in four events, the distances, 16, 32, and then both the relays. And then you've got Dalton Seeley, who's there in a couple of field events and in the sprints, the 100 and the 400 relay. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Dalton qualified in the high jump, long jump, the 100, and on the 400 relay. I'm not real sure whether we made a good move there. He got to the 5'10 in the high jump, and nobody else was with him. And he's been nursing a little bit of a leg injury, and he and his event coach came to the conclusion that it was a good time to call it a day. So they qualified at 5'10. And I'd like to have seen him go the 6'3 that he has gone. So, you know, we'll see how that goes at state. He worked hard to get to state in the long jump. Had to, you know, he jumped 19-11, which is definitely not his best, to get a second place, and we're hoping that can be improved when he gets to Omaha. In the 100, he's one of those guys I had to convince to try the 100. And you know, the good news is you have to beat us when you get to Omaha, so we're going to give it a good shot.
Vince, just kind of following up that a little bit then, for folks that aren't real deep into track knowledge, you put your kids in flights in every event. I'm guessing that 5'10 obviously will not put Dalton in with the top high jumpers when he gets down to state. How can that affect maybe a performance when you go second, third flight?
Well, you know, if it's your best, you know, jump of the year, you know, you're jumping early and people are missing all over the place, and that can get contagious. Dalton has been to state in basketball 2 years. He's a heck of a competitor. I'm thinking, you know, that he'll probably sit back and wait until heights get to where they're a little more challenging, and he'll step up. He'll be fine.
Vince, I've got to ask you about taking two buses to Omaha. You know, we thought Kearney High was the only one that had to do that, but you guys qualified so many kids, I think you're going to have to take two. Nathan Young's one that qualified in both the shot and the discus.
Yeah, Nathan had a good day. You know, he got second in the discus where he was the favorite to win, and he got first in the shot where he was favored to get second. So, you know, it's just one of those days. And, you know, they weren't his best performances, so I'm hoping that those come through for us at state. You know, if he competes at his best level, on the, you know, then he'll be in the top eight. If he does what he did at district, well, he might not make finals, you know. It's just an interesting situation.
Vince Pelster joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we preview the Blue Hawks run down at state. We can break down every kid here. I see Ben Conan's in both the hurdles. Of the kids we haven't talked about, who's got the best chance to maybe be in the top two or three in their individual event?
Well, I think Ben has an outstanding chance. It doesn't look like it when you start looking numbers. in the 300, but he looks really good in the 110s. But he's just been ripping time off of his 300s, and I'm hoping that, you know, when he gets down to state and he has to run head to head with those guys, he'll run some awesome times. Austin Bialas qualified in the 100 and in the 200. His 200 time looks like he could be in the hunt for one of those top six medals. You know, I really hope so, because we're going to need the points. We got two guys who qualified as seconds in the 16 and 3200. That's Tyler Wilhelms and Josh Wilnard. Tyler has a pretty good chance of being in the top eight. Josh is going to have to run. But Josh has been tearing some time off of his off of his best efforts. I guess we can cross our fingers and hope that, you know, that we're having career days down in Omaha.
Okay. Vincent, you're not a point counter out there. And you're looking at the team race. The goal for the Blue Hawks is what?
You mean for points?
Yes. Well, as far as bringing home a trophy.
We set a goal on the very first day of track practice that we were going to go after first place. That's still our goal. We all are realists. We will be thrilled to death with the second place. Honestly, I think we are at least in the top three. But, you know, strange things happen in Omaha. Good kids don't get there. Some of them get there and look at that huge crowd and just panic. And kids who aren't supposed to be there and do anything important suddenly do extremely well, and I'm hoping that's my guys. We're good competitors. We've got some experience with some big venues as far as being able to compete in front of them. You know, because our conference has a heck of a crowd that shows up for the meet, and you know, the Central Nebraska meet over at Grand Island is a great place for us to prepare to get to Omaha. So I'm hoping that when we get up there to Omaha, we're ready to go at 100%.
I think any time you're advancing, and these kids, whether they're part of those teams or not, Vince, and they see you guys going to the state semifinals every year in football, they see you going to the state finals the last couple of years in basketball, that's got to help them just take in a little bit of the pressure in just being in those atmospheres.
Yeah, you know, these guys have experience of competing at a high level. I had to laugh. We had one young man come up sore in the 100. Otherwise, we were shooting for three qualifiers, and the entire field was turning around going, where'd he go? You know, because even our opponents are thinking that we're going to, you know, be better than sometimes we are.
Vince, we mentioned going for state. Who's a couple of the teams that are going to give you some that you're going to have to look for and see?
Well, you know, Burwell was a favorite by a lot of people to begin the season, and as far as I'm concerned, they're still a favorite. I've watched the numbers on Laurel Concord. I think they've got a great opportunity to be in the top three also. And, you know, those are the three of us are probably the ones that I'm thinking most people are looking at. But, you know, I know there's somebody out there we haven't seen.
Well, there's always some great competition, and I don't want to overlook the ladies. I know Alan takes care of it, but you're going to have some good girls going down there too.
Oh, you know, our girls have been overlooked and underrated all year. I mean, you know, everybody looks at them and goes, you know, they're not going to get there. They're not, you know, they're not going to do this and they're not going to do that, and they keep trying to prove everybody wrong. I mean, I'm so impressed with some of our girls. You know, they come out, they work hard. They make the guys work hard, because you know the last thing we're going to do is get beat by the girls, and I'm just really impressed with what Alan has done with the girls. I think that his sophomore sprinters are going to let me see, who am I saying here? The Jackson girl looks good. Morgan Jacoby in the 3200 looks good. I'm going to overlook somebody. I know I am, because I don't really keep track of the girls as tight as I should. Audrey Gaspers is one heck of a competitor. If she were a boy, I want her on my team, because you know, she'll come out and give you 100% effort. When she's not supposed to win, she'll find a way to win.
Well, Vince, you got some great talent over there. Hopefully it all translates to Omaha and does some very good things. Again, reports all weekend long right here in our network of stations. So we wish you the best of luck, and thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I hope you have to talk about us a lot, because I'm hoping we make a big noise when we get there.
2 days worth of it, Vince. Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Vince Pelster, boys track coach at Hastings St. Cecilia.
trying to figure out, without counting points, how would you know Laurel Concord and Burwell are the favorites?
Tongue in cheek.
Oh, okay.
Tongue in cheek. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll kick that soccer ball around and talk with Kearney High Coach Scott Steinbrook as they get ready for the state finals when we come back.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. When I met the attorneys who started LegalZoom.com, I sat down and said, Herd listeners are not your typical sports talk junkies. They're entrepreneurs, business people, big idea people. They make it happen, which is why I've partnered with LegalZoom.com. If you're starting a business, whatever the size, even a work-from-home business, you can make it happen at LegalZoom.com. You need an LLC, an S-corporation, a partnership, or sole proprietorship. LegalZoom.com can help you do it quickly and easily. Once you got your business running, go to LegalZoom.com for your ongoing corporate and legal needs. Annual reports, tax ID numbers, and more. Take it to the next level at LegalZoom.com. It's not a law firm, but was started by a couple of top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout for an extra discount. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop into Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have high pressure building in from our south and west, providing us with bright sunshine and breezy south winds as well at around that 10 to 25 mile per hour range. We'll have a warm high temperature rebounding into the upper 80s for tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature right around the mid to upper 50s. Currently 72.
Oh yeah, Nebraska State Fair, Hall & Oates. Mark it now, August 29th. That's a Saturday night, people. No excuses. Do the work. Hall & Oates, 29th. I mean, it's no Billy Joel and John, but it's right there. It's close. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So much going on. The NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. We're starting to get into the heart of the Major League Baseball season and college baseball. You're going to have Big 12 tournaments. You're going to have all the conference tournaments. And we're getting into regionals, super regionals, and, of course, the College World Series. Golf played in fairly decent weather. Go out and watch it all and enjoy some great food at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day, open 7 days a week, and, of course, great food and drink specials every night. Get into the Chicken Coop for a home-style lunch. Why go anywhere else when they have the hot beef sandwich, chicken fried steak, or chicken fried chicken? And all specials are served with mashed potatoes, gravy, and a dinner roll. You don't know what the special is today? Well, give them a call. They'll be glad to let you know what that is. Maybe you just want one of their regular favorites. They've been doing the burgers and the pizza and the wings for, well, ever since the day they opened. And, of course, great appetizers. If you want to have just a light salad on a hot day like we're going to have a couple, three of this week, it's there for you. You can't go wrong. Lunch in, out, Great food, Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, and Grand Island. Well, tonight in Omaha, for the first time ever, the Kearney Bearcats will play for a state soccer championship. And trying to guide his youngsters to that pinnacle of the Class A state soccer tournament. What was that?
I thought I had the Spanish go-go-go-go-goal on there, but it's not on
there.
Yeah,
that so. You should... That show, there's some bad show prep. You know what? You just put a downer on the.
Sorry
we should be
that.
Talking
Sorry.
To the Millard West coach if you're going to botch it up like that. Scott Steinbrück joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, good morning.
I appreciate the glorious introduction there. That was nice. Thanks for having me on again. I'm glad I'm still talking soccer with you guys here this late in the season.
Well, and that's what we talked about when we had you on before the first round game last week. And so many questions to ask here because. This is new territory for the Bearcats, and I guess it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. When you look at soccer scores that you've put up of 1-0 and 1-0, one mistake can be the difference, or taking advantage of a play can be the difference. Did you expect that you would have a pair of 1-0 games in the state tournament?
In all honesty, I expected us to maybe to keep the zero on the visiting side of the scoreboard. I thought we might be able to put up a couple more goals. Especially in those first two rounds. But, sometimes, in the state tournament, things are really competitive, and we just haven't been able to find the back of the net very much. But thankfully, our defense has been solid enough, and our offense has scored just enough to win. And I'd be the happiest guy in the world if we put up another 1-0 score again tonight.
Scott, it just looks like two vastly different teams offensively.
Millard West, if you look at their four games in the postseason, I think they've scored well over 20 goals. They've already scored 8 goals in the state tournament. But I'd like to think, even though we've only scored, 2 goals in the state tournament, we probably have 2 of the best forwards in the state, and teams have done a good job of shutting them down so far in terms of the numbers they put up in the regular season. But I think we'll have some opportunities against Millard West tonight. They're pretty aggressive, even with their defenders, so we might be able to get our speed guys in behind their defense a little bit. And our defense is going to face its toughest test of the year. The numbers Millard West has put up over the last couple weeks have been pretty staggering. So our defense will have to be playing well again for us to come out on top.
Kearney head soccer coach Scott Steinbrück joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, is it just flat out come down to your defense versus their offense, or are there other intangibles?
That seems to be the common perception right now, because if you look at, their offense has been, one of the main storylines of the state tournament, and as has our defense. But, we got between Josh Gable and Josh Colbo and some of our midfielders, how quickly people forget that we have a 3-time All-State player and another All-State candidate in Josh Colbo on the offensive side of things. Those guys have both scored double-digit goals. I think we're the only team in the state tournament that had 2 guys that had double-digit goals. So I look for those guys to be a big part of things. And we're not just going to bunker in and play defense. We're going to try to turn those guys loose offensively, and it may take more than just 1 goal to win tonight. So we'll kind of see how the game unfolds. Now, if we would happen to go up early a goal like we did against Southwest, then we may play a little bit more defensive. But to start things out, we're going to come out and play aggressive and take the game right at them.
Well, I'd probably come out and do that one Josh Gable kick from midfield.
We're working on it. Maybe we'll start things off with a bang, and hopefully we're playing with the wind in the first half. We'll give that one a shot again.
Coach, you talked about Josh Coble. He had the game winner. He had the only goal on the champion or in the semifinals on Friday.
Yeah, it was an effort goal. He received a ball from Lee Kottmeyer and clanked the first one off the post and had to fight off a couple of defenders. And he's a little guy out there, but he's tough for nails. And he fought off a couple defenders and ended up finding the back of the net. And it's going to take that type of effort again tonight. Millard West is good defensively. They're big and strong. We're probably a little bit faster than them, but they're probably a little bit stronger than us. So, whichever team can sort of set the tempo and set the pace, and if we can get those guys into space on the outside, I think they're going to be able to put some pressure on them. And between the two Joshes, one of them is going to have to have, or both of them are going to have big games for us to come out on top.
Okay, the Kearney Bearcats have 2 Joshes. Who are the Millard West players that you're going to have to keep under wraps?
They're 2 leading scorers, Matt Cyphers and Mo Salama. They're forwards up top. They're big and strong and athletic. And then they have a kid, Brian Coudron, who's kind of a defensive midfielder, and he's as good a player as I've seen this year. He's a defender, and he had 2 goals and 2 assists in their semifinal win over Omaha Burke. They're really strong in the middle. They're forwards, their center midfielder, Cody Thayer, and then their defensive midfielder, Brian Coudron. Those are probably the best players of their team, and they have all those guys kind of arranged in the middle of the field. So they like, Southwest was a team that liked to attack us on the outside. Millard West will try to attack is right down the middle. So guys like Brady Roeder, Mark Crockett, Lee Kottmeyer, John Kicker, those guys are going to have to be really strong and step it up tonight.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys soccer coach, Kearney High. Again, we say that this is new territory for the Kearney Bearcats, but it's not like Millard West has been playing in the state finals four straight years. Obviously, everybody outside of the metro, they're not giving you guys much of a chance here, I'm guessing, with what Millard West tradition is a little bit. How do you overcome that, and maybe do you touch on that in your pregame speech to the kids?
Yeah, I think that's a big selling point for any Kearney High athletics team, boys to girls, when you're competing against teams from especially the Metro and Omaha. We play the Lincoln teams during the regular season and the postseason quite a bit, but when you face those Metro teams, you know, there's just a bit of a lack of respect. And I think back a couple years ago when our football team won the state championship and when our basketball team won a couple games in the state tournament against Omaha Westside and have played some of those teams fairly tough over the years. Kearney kids love to compete against the big boys from the Metro. And they really buy into the fact that, you know, they probably don't get maybe the respect that they deserve sometimes, and it just fuels the fire. The way we look at it, Millard West has all the pressure in the world. Neither one of us has won a state title. This will be their third trip in the finals. They're 0-2 so far. And the expectation from a lot of people from Lincoln and Omaha is probably that Millard West is just going to kind of have their way with us. But I think people that have been paying attention to what we've been doing all year, even though we maybe haven't played those Metro teams, we've played all the Lincolns and some other good out-state teams, I think they know it's going to be a dogfight tonight. And if Millard West, you know, if they're not expecting a good match, you know, then you know, hopefully they overlook us and we might catch them sleeping early on.
Well, Scott, I hit the Preakness, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm on a roll, but I hit so few events, I'm going to take Millard West in this one 9-0.
Well, good.
I'm just trying to help you out.
That goes well for us then, I think.
He's got his face paint on. He's got the flag. He's ready to run down Central Avenue at about 9 o'clock tonight when the Bearcats bring home a state championship. Scott, we always appreciate the time, and good luck to you and the kids tonight.
Hey, thank you very much. And before I leave, hey, just wanted to wish good luck to the Holdridge girls team, too. It's kind of an exciting year for soccer in the western half of the state here. So thanks, guys.
There's nothing wrong with a couple of trophies coming home. Thanks, Scott. Scott Steinbrook, we're hoping to have Coach Larson on. We're just arranging the time to have Coach on tomorrow because they play at 5 o'clock and kind of preview that as well. Big game tonight. Kearney, the number one seed. West, the two seed. West preseason number one. A lot of the indicators, when you score more, that's what they're saying. And like you said, you and Ed predicted Millard West to try and help them out because you can't pick anything.
That's right. 9-0. Should be over early.
Best of luck, 7:15 tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. Save 25% or more. Then put those savings toward your own mini vacation at home. Flats of flowers for the patio. Some outdoor lighting to take you away. Maybe a new grill for dining out. You can book your trip now. All thanks to those new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Seatbelt on. Seatbelt on. Look, I can't put it on for you, and you know the cops are out there, right? If you don't wear your seatbelt, you get a ticket. Don't be an idiot. Who's a smart driver?
All across the country, cops are cracking down. Click it or ticket. Day and night. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star Motorcycle, check out Kearney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with the new Yamaha Star Motorcycle. Or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays.
Personal Watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have high pressure building in from our south and west, providing us with bright sunshine and breezy south winds as well at around that 10 to 25 mile per hour range. We'll have a warm high temperature rebounding into the upper 80s for tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature right around the mid to upper 50s. Currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Already talked to a couple of winners on the show today. Vince Pelster, St. Cecilia, Scott Steinbrook from Kearney High. How about another winner, Daddy?
Oh, you're talking Dynagro. Ran into Dynagro Dave, Charlie Shoemaker on Friday night.
Were they planting?
They were done planting.
They were selling.
They were selling.
Maybe community relations?
Community relations, what those two were doing. Trying to help people in the area out, 1-800-652-9298. If you're in the Lexington or Broken Bow area, you're calling for Charlie Shoemaker. If you're in the Dynagro Dave area, well, if you can hear us right now, that's where area Dynagro Dave, because he kind of takes care of it all. Lauren Kaiser handles Farwell to Wood River. You're talking Dynagro, Aaron Foster, Minden to Holdridge area, Matt Ickes, if you're way up north in the O'Neill area. All Points Co-op, Lexington, Gothenburg, Custer County, has got all your Dynagro seed for you. Whether you're talking mostly soybeans going on right now, Roundup Ready soybeans, simple, flexible, dependable. You're talking Dynagro. Call your local Dynagro seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Or, you got to get some alfalfa in yet, Everlast and Everlast 2. Call them today.
Big 12 baseball tournament gets underway Wednesday for the first time since 98. Nebraska's not in. Oklahoma State is not in. Texas was your regular season champ. They do the pool play. So Texas is the number one seed. They have Kansas State, Kansas, and Baylor. Oklahoma, the number two seed. They're in with Missouri, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech as they play through the championship game Sunday, which will be at 1 o'clock. How did Nebraska win three games this weekend?
Well, I don't know how they did it, but you know what Baylor did? They just killed themselves as far as a regional bid in that eight team getting in when you get swept by a team like Nebraska. It's devastating. I think there'll be seven teams get in. I think Baylor's a team that's left out. Preseason rated in all four baseball polls out there. They didn't get it done.
That's amazing. Steve Smith joined us on the show this week. I don't think he saw this coming. The Nebraska softball team went 1-2 in the NCAA tournament. They were eliminated yesterday. Hastings College softball team went 1-2 in pool play after their 5-1 loss to California Baptist, who won the pool. They beat Friends, a top 25 team from Kansas, 2-1. Lost to Park, Missouri last night, 6-1, because they committed six errors in that game. District golf. Teeing off today. Most of the districts are today. Kearney's in the A4 in Omaha. Grand Island's in the A2 at Norfolk. Most of the Class B schools, including Hastings High and Adams Central, are at the York Country Club today. At least the wind's not howling. Ogallala is hosting the B4. The D3 is going on at Indian Head. A few more will be going on tomorrow in the listening area as well. So some of that, including the C4 at Jackrabbit, is set for tomorrow. A couple of other sports notes. Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning named Win Magazine, which is the wrestling insider news magazine, he's named their College Coach of the Year. It's the Dan Gable Coach of the Year Award. So congratulations to who? The Mauler?
Mangler.
The Mangler, the Mauler, the Mangler. Mark Manning. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit about the Holdridge golf season, or Holdridge soccer season as well. Because why?
Goal!
Wow, really?
That
was only, what was that, 11 seconds?
Yeah, it was about 11
that
seconds.
That sucked.
12, 12-ish.
That was terrible. I can do 12. That is horrid. Come on. We're looking better. When Kearney High scores tonight, it's going to be 15 at least. We'll practice. We'll work on it. Let's get out of here for today, though. A Monday Doug and Daddy show. Glad you were along with us. If you missed any of the program or want to hear the coaches' interviews from today or any of our interviews over the past months, tons of shows are on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to the Doug and Daddy podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to thank Hastings St. Cecilia track coach Vince Pelster and Kearney High soccer coach Scott Steinbrick for joining us on the show today.
Well, Lucas fires us a late email. Says, are you boys going live from Ord on Friday? Steve Sands cannot make it, so the golf world is relying on you two. One of us will be at the Ord on Friday. One of us will not.
The Ord Open?
Big
full field.
Open. Full field.
Full field.
How many is a full field?
And it's a lot. And here's all I've got to say.
275 golfers.
Here's all I've got to say to the full field. Somebody has to be in the last flight. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.